it's just me dropping those nuggets that nobody told me about.
Right. Pretty much. If there was one fruit and veggie that can help with the womb or reproduction.
One fruit and veggie. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is avocado, because it's shaped like a uterus. Mm-hmm. Nature reflects nature, and we are a part of nature.
Yeah.
And when we eat foods that reflect the organs, like, you know, people think it's like cliche, oh, this is cute stuff. No, there's a science behind this. There's a full science behind this within natural medicine.
Yeah.
You eat the foods that look a particular shape. You eat the foods that have particular colors. You eat foods that have specific tastes, right? Mm-hmm. So I would go with avocado. And then my other one would be maybe aloe vera.
You can eat that?
You can drink it, you can eat it, but it's more like a detox and a pH balancer. So if you have a very strong odor, you can pick aloe vera juice, you can eat the aloe, you can blend it. If you have an issue with moving your bowels, which can also be a reason why you're experiencing period pain, right? So all of these, like the aloe, will help to clean out the body, which will help to enhance your period experience, right? And the avocado is a really great source of fat. Right, fat and protein, which is always good for the body.
I'm sorry, I'm just cackling a little bit. What does enhance your menstruation experience?
Well, you know, if you ask most women, you know, what their relationship with their period is like, it's not going to usually be a good response. You know, oh my God, my period. You know, like there's usually a lot of like sighing and complaining and moaning.
That's all.
You know what I mean? When I finally got a hang of this, like, let me tell you something. I'm just like, come, girl. You're here. She's my friend. I can't explain the joy that I have. I've been preparing myself because I will one day arrive at menopause, and I will have a goodbye party for her. You know what I mean?
Hold on, because so, you brought up a strong word that a lot of women are not talking about and not dealing with and don't know how to deal with and don't know how to approach it. However, I want to backtrack to the only time I have that reaction, the only time I've heard anybody have a reaction like, yes, my period's here, is when they're scared that they are pregnant and they don't want to be pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yes, yes, I'm safe.
Hilarious. It's so true. Yeah.
However, when I had my son, I was very, very light, and I had nothing in my mind was like, yeah, I'm carrying with child. But yeah, so for you to say yes, come. We'll see if I get there, you know, because my period don't seem to come at the right time. You know when you want to snap your fingers, you're like, I'm at home.
Yeah,
I can clean myself if something messy happens. No, it's usually, you know, when you used to be out on the bus in the metro, if that was the case, if you at work, you're doing a presentation, you're doing an oral presentation in front of your boss and, you know, colleagues, or you're in class, like it always comes at the wrong moment. So,
you know what?
Yeah.
You know what I want to say to that? I think that if you understand your body, if you understand the signs that your body is telling you, right? If you, even in the perceived misalignment of cycles and of timing, right? If you can understand how to cater to your body, I can guarantee you will not have the same response. It'll change. It may not be, you may not be as excited as me. I mean, like I'm on a whole different level here.
Yes, you are.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I myself didn't even think I would, like, come on, have this kind of conversation, like, woohoo, like, what? Mm. You know, but there's just, like, there's a level of freedom, you know, that I feel in my body as a woman, as a melanated woman, mm-hmm. as a melanated menstruating woman. Like, there's, I don't know, it's just a very interesting reflection, yes. you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, menopause. Do you talk to women about this? Do you have some sort of guidance of how women can deal with menopause? How can they accept it? How can they identify that this is menopausal?
So basically, I do. I want to, can you remember all those points? Because I want to go through them, but I want to preface this by saying, I know, right? Because I was like, girl, you're listening to what? I want to preface this by saying I walk my clients through a program, mm-hmm. right? I do like one and done sessions, mm-hmm. you know, where you book a one-time session. Those are not my ideal. Those are not my favorite sessions because you have too many questions afterwards. And like you see the process is a process. So I actually have a program that I walk my clients through. Okay. It's a 3 to 6 month program. I even have a practitioner's program to train other women in this work. Mm-hmm. But within that process, right, I'm able to teach women, you know, what to do, how to look for symptoms, how mm-hmm. to adjust your body. You know, like we're going through all of these things, healing emotional trauma, you know what I mean? Mindset work, meditation, you know, like yoni steaming, detox. We walk through everything. Mm-hmm. So I need to make sure I preface that mm-hmm. because that's how I teach my work, right? Mm-hmm. So we yeah. talk about these phases. Now, women who are approaching menopause, it's important for us to start understanding that society's perspective on women is unhealthy, mm-hmm. period. And society's perspective on older people is terrible. And so you combine older women and it's like, you know, you can't have any more children. I'm going to put you to the side and that's it. Maybe mm-hmm. it's the end. There's a level of matureness. There's a level of wisdom. There's a level of, you know, enchantress, mystery, you know, really starting to step into who you are. And it's actually called the second spring. It's a rebirth. And so although the body in and of itself is changing because, you know, the pituitary and the hypothalamus and the hippocampus are not communicating with the ovaries anymore. So, you know, this particular aspect of your system is not functioning. What we do know is that, you know, the nature of the reproductive system and the womb still connects you to the lunar cycle, mm-hmm. right? You're like, there's so much that coming for you in this phase here. Like, you're no longer, you know, bearing children. So there's another layer of like, you know,
psychology.
You become an elder now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. like because of the perversion of tradition, you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with neo-tradition. But there's a perversion of tradition.
Oh, right? I'm sorry. You're just these are conversations. They're so hard. They're so hard to hear and have, and I'm just not ready for it. You said elder, and I think my heart just sunk. So it's not age that defines being an elder. Is it menopause? Would you say that's...
I cannot say that because different spiritual traditions will assign different you know what I mean,
yeah.
different titles. So I will not speak for any one tradition. Mm-hmm. What I will say is very specifically to women, right, who are no longer menstruating for whatever reason, there is a different level and different layer of awareness that starts to develop. Mm-hmm. right? And even like, and as you're aging in your years, there's a different level of awareness that starts to develop. That's just what it is. Because remember, like, we can get into it, but there's cycles. You know what I mean? There's like your midlife crisis. That's your Uranus return. There's your Saturn return. You know what I mean? Like, there's all these different things that are happening, right? So, like the perspective of getting older is like, if you're taking care of yourself, mm-hmm. if you're eating healthy, if you're striving towards your purpose, you know what I mean? If you are, you know what I mean? Like, living from that place, heart centered, then the idea of getting older may not be so difficult, because it's a fact of life. Yeah, so why is it that we're so, you know what I mean? It's a fact. Like, from the time you come in, they're counting. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. counting. And when you leave, they're counting. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's a fact of life. So, like, we need to learn to embrace this. Because let me tell you something. I'm ready, girl. What are you talking about? I'm looking at this next phase, and I'm like, okay. All right. That's what are we doing?
That is you.
Take your children. I need to go do my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
My goodness. Okay. All right. I'm a little speechless. I'm just trying to sit with what you gave me. But there's so much more. There's so much more juice. There's so much more thirst to quench. So you all, man, get connected.
Oh,
yes.
I forgot to say, I'm hosting a monthly Yoni Steam and Meditation class starting in August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be running the last Sunday of every month, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you just have to go to my social media at Cultivate Your Own Wellness, or hit me up at info@cultivateyourownwellness.com. I can give you that information.
And it will be done virtually.
This is virtually, yes. Yeah. Yes. So anyone can join. Mm-hmm. There's a fee.
Of course, yeah.
It is a paid event. But it's most definitely worth it.
I just want to make it clear, because there are so many women. When I talk about therapy, when I talk about these type of collectives and spaces, they are very reluctant on doing it in a group, you know?
Yeah.
And so one major thing is, do they have to have their camera on?
No. Oh, no.
Okay. Second, to speak? Will they have to participate?
No, only if they want. So when I do my classes, depending on the nature of the class, mm-hmm. but in a class that's intimate like that, no, the cameras are not on mm-hmm. unless you choose to. Mine is on in the beginning. When we get to the meditation part, I turn my camera off.
Mm-hmm.
I walk you through the process. I give you examples of how to steam. And then we go into a guided meditation afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so some women will have their cameras on and then take them off, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's really, it's at your own pace. There's no forcing. It's very private. And then if you can comment in the chat, I'll always ask questions or have dialogue with anyone who, asks questions.
Mm-hmm.
But you are not required to participate once you have connected into the call. No.
Good, understood. Just come with a pen and pad. And take
and your
notes.
Water and your bowl.
Oh, right.
And your blanket.
Right, and a towel and Kleenex, because you're most likely going to cry.
Okay.
You know?
Your oils and your tape.
Yes. Your incense.
And your stone. What? Doing it still.
I love it. And you know what? That was another thing about this. So when we were doing our women's circle, was that children were allowed. Because sometimes you can't get away from the kids. And
no.
Odessa would fully be there with pride, breastfeeding. And that's when I had to put things into perspective. Like, I'm stuck in a hole at this moment that I'm trying to get myself out of. But mm-hmm. around me, the world is still moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to stop. It ain't going to stop for nobody.
Mm.
And when I had my son, a lot of times that picture of you, that reflection of you being in front of women, just breastfeeding, talking about, you know, anything, but you're breastfeeding at the same time and your children are taking into what you are giving us, you know, and I just find that is so important. Just quickly, how are your children being affected by the, like, when I mean affected, not in a bad way, but how are they learning and growing from the teachings and the work that you do?
It's actually quite interesting to have conversations with them and with their teachers. So my eldest is 19. surreal. Like, what?
I can't deal. Let me just say, people are aging, but not me.
Okay.
All right.
Just so we're clear. So, yeah, and she has her own spot now. And so I listen to her conversations, how she reflects, how she communicates about her friends, how she communicates her dislikes, you know, the way that she advocates for herself.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to observe that in her. With my younger ones, you know, they are seeing the work, like when anytime I start to do any breathing exercises or anything that looks remotely like stretching or anything, my second daughter runs to my side. Like, it's just an automatic something, you know, like they will do their breathing exercises, you know, will meditate together, or they themselves will initiate, you know, doing some of the work, or they'll ask questions. So then, like, I'll have conversations with their teachers, and their teachers will tell me things like, well, you know, they seem to understand some of the things I say that the other children don't. Right? Because I'm raising them with a level of awareness that they deserve to have it. Children they come over, once they cross over the threshold, they are bright and wise. It's just they cannot communicate that.
Yeah.
Right? We have to foster it. It's like, you know, the tree is already in that little seed, that little tiny little sunflower seed, or, you know what I mean? That oak seed, that, you know, it's there. So, you know, I mean, there was a moment too, like when I go through phases of seeming regularly and then like not seeming. And when I go through my phases, like my youngest son, he will drop his pants and come to see. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, he just, that's what he does. Like, they know, because everyone has their turn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And not to say that, like, it's a shared environment in that way. No. But it's like, you know, how children are. When they find out what you're doing, they come, you know, put their hand in the door, all these things.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen,
so
Odessa is a woman that walks the walk. She don't just speak to be heard. I mean, you go in this woman's backyard, and I have been in your backyard because you posted on Instagram. So she grows her own lettuce. You know, she grows the food that she eats. And like, just, oh my gosh. It took me a while to understand and grasp the way you eat. I'm like, you eat food? Like, what? You eat rice? Is that, that's okay to eat, you know? And you're telling me about the other things I can't really pronounce and stuff like that. But then again, listen, what was a decade ago is not who I am today. But yeah, there were times.
In the beginning, we all start somewhere, you
know? Gotta start crawling, like you said, like
we
the babies. Ladies and gents, cultivate your own. So it's info@cultivateyourown.com on Instagram and Facebook. It's Cultivate Your Own. We are speaking with Dr. Odessa Thornhill. I'm going to say it how it is, okay?
Oh my God.
So you will be here in August. We will be contacting you to see how we can get in and how we fit in. Y'all budget yourself from now. I know Caravan is coming up.
Right?
It's just summer all across the board, you know, and I did notice that there's people around me that I'm noticing are spending a lot more than they were before, right? Because the city and the town is open. But I mean, if you're going to take a trip, don't hesitate to go and check out Odessa. You're already going to be in Toronto, right?
Right.
And you're also, are you still selling the accessories? Like, I know that you were selling the chairs. Sorry, you weren't just selling them. You were building them.
Oh, my gosh. You remember everything. Oh, wow. No, I don't. I don't sell them individually anymore. It's usually something that's included, like when somebody joins my program.
Okay.
Then I provide you with all of the tools that you would need to, with every module and every week that's released.
So you hear that, y'all? You get into the program. You don't have to go and find what you're looking for. It is brought to you. It's delivered to you.
That's right. Yeah.
My gosh. So like the herbs too, right? Because there are certain herbs that are involved and et cetera and et cetera.
Yeah, there's different tiers to the program. So some clients come in wanting to get their own tools. Some clients want me to get everything for them. Mm-hmm. And then some want medicine. So there's different layers to it. Yeah, some women are just like, I want to do this on my own. So they have more like a self-paced track. Oh yeah, like I've really thought about how best to serve my community. Because it's like you may not have the time, or you can't make the call, so you have recordings, and like group environments, we have like you have core content which is, held in a portal for you, an online portal, but then we have weekly calls, and then there's meditate, like a different meditation series that's going, so you can pop into that. Like, really, it's really about creating an environment and a safe container for women to do that slow process of healing, because this is not a fast process
at all. I did tell y'all that the doors opened like a decade ago.
Yeah.
Like 2000, 2007, can we say 8? I don't even know how far back
it was. Around there. Yeah.
Just
2008, 2009. Yeah.
Long.
Yeah.
Long. Oui. Okay, so listen, we said it's going to be a quick like 15 to 20 minutes.
I know,
almost
right?
Going on an hour, okay? Okay, so we got into the womb health. Yes, we are aware of this. I'm going to say it again, because after this we're just going to we're going to talk about all the other fun stuff that you have done, that you got to experience. So again, Odessa Thornhill is a doctorate of natural medicine, womb wellness coach, birth and postpartum companion. She offers natural medicine support to women who suffer from irregular and abnormal cycles, infertility, hormone imbalances, and chronic womb health conditions. So here it doesn't say that you're a doula, but she's a doula too, okay? Birth and postpartum companion is the same thing, but it's just worded different. But when people hear doula, they understand that better.
Right.
And also, because it says here they suffer from irregular and abnormal cycles. I mean, even if you have normal cycles, checking out your womb health is not an issue. You don't wait until you're falling apart to try to glue yourself back together, right?
Yeah.
So she helps her clients to achieve concrete transformational results, vibrant health, peaceful periods, successful pregnancies without feeling the overwhelm of do-it-yourself holistic medicine. This is Dr. Odessa Thornhill. So I'm not gonna drop that doctor. I don't care how uncomfortable it makes you feel. We got another one. Shout outs to Coco Thompson, who's tuning in. Hi, Auntie Janice. Love you. Okay, so Odessa, we actually met on the dance floor. We met as peers within a dance group. And you vented out onto your ventured out onto your own. I don't want to say what you've done. I would like you to speak on just a couple of things that you've done.
Okay.
Say it.
So, you're right. I used to dance. So when I used to be a singer with Cirque du Soleil.
Mm-hmm.
So I was touring and singing with them, and then I was a dancer and a teacher with the company Dance Nyata Nyata, mm-hmm. Doing interpretations there. And then I began, I was there for 5 years, and then I began working on my own projects and connected with WestCan, mm-hmm. and was dancing with WestCan for a while, and I began producing my own shows, mm-hmm. drum, voice, and dance. Yeah, so I've been doing, I was doing all of that music, and actually part of the reason why I kind of backed away from music was because of wanting to bridge that understanding between healing and performance, mm-hmm. you know, because it wasn't just about get on the stage to sing and make money. Yeah.
I love it. And I noticed that you didn't send me the link to like some of your music and your spoken word. So I'm just going to wait for that. And hopefully by the end of the show, we're going to play it, but we're still here next week. So I'm going to be playing it then too.
No problem.
And the rest of my shows to come. It is the 40-year anniversary of Canadian hip-hop. I don't know if it's Canadian or Montreal hip-hop. So I've been playing some hip-hop artists previously and spoken word artists as well, and more to come. Ladies and gents, give it up for Dr. Odessa Thornhill.
Oh, my.
The queen of it all. So, yes, you can always find her on Cultivate Your Own. There are also women in Montreal. You can check out Oshu Yoni. That's Jenny Ja at OSHUYONI on Instagram. And also Temple Ka. Temple, TEMPLEKA, Temple Ka. So yes, you can get into some womb steaming. I'm just saying, like, Odessa is like the master, and she's gonna be here soon. So yes, thank you for sharing some space. And we were honestly just hitting the surface because it gets so deep.
It does.
So deep. Like, we didn't even talk about the chakras, the colors, the alignment, how your movement affects it. How, like, ugh.
Yeah.
It just,
yeah. Yeah.
The color therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And how it's lodged in science. Every single thing goes right back down to science. It's riveting. I love it.
Yeah. You know? You know what? There's something else we didn't touch on, which, like, it's super curious to me because, like, I'm mostly clean. Like, I'm just saying. But there are some women, and, like, they have a stench. And I don't understand, like, where does it come from? Because I don't have that issue. But, like, it is serious. We didn't even touch on it. We don't have time to touch on it, though. Y'all want to know. You want more information. Cultivate your own.
Right? Okay. Or just drink that aloe vera juice, girl. Drink that aloe vera juice. Clean up your diet.
So because there's, you said aloe vera juice, and sometimes it's just sugar that we're buying.
No. You need to buy. I didn't say aloe vera juice with all of that stuff in it. And that's not what I meant.
Okay.
The pure aloe vera. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to go to the health food store. Okay. And you're looking for pure, like, when you drink it, you're gonna go, you know,
The nasty taste. So it's not like you get the aloe vera plant or you get it from the grocery store and you
can
boil
do that
it.
Too.
You can do that too.
But let me take a moment here, and say that it's important that we all, once we decide that we're using natural medicine, that we have respect and reverence for these plants. Mm-hmm. Who are giving themselves up to us. Mm-hmm. Each time we take them and they help our bodies, and we're very disrespectful to them.
Speak on it. Like, I'm hearing you.
Oh yeah, these things are things that I tell everybody. It's like, wow, you know, like we really have to, if, you know, now it's a fad, you know, everyone wants to be into wellness, which is great. I think, like, this is awesome. But if you're going to, you know, be a part of it, like, let's make sure that we honor all aspects of it. Like we talked about when we're talking about, you know, ethnic and cultural practices, but mm-hmm. even just the aspect of what the nature of the planet gives us.
Tell them.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. I do. Y'all. Yeah. Keep it locked. It's your girl, Miss Ben, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. You tuned in to Heal. Black Girl Heal. We are going to pay some bills, play some commercials. I'm going to be right back with some more music. Keep it locked. Odessa, any shout outs?
DD, big up yourself. Oh man, I don't really like, you know, I don't come around too often, but yeah, NDD, big up C, big up yourself. It's your birthday today. All cancers. I'm a cancer.
Hey, call us out.
Right before Leo. All right.
Bless. So happy birthday to everybody who's celebrating a birthday this week. Happy birthday to everybody who celebrated a birthday last week. And happy birthday to everybody and anybody who's celebrating a birthday right now. Happy New Year to you.
Le Festival Nuit d'Afrique, the rendezvous of world music, invites you to the 36th edition from the 12th to the 24th of July in Montreal. Do not miss one of Brazil's most amazing vocalists, Fabiana Coza, the pillars of Jinawi tradition, Mukhtar Ghania, and Jinawa Soul, the electric blues of the fabulous Don Tyler Watson, live moments of pure beauty with a South African performance by Derek Gripper, and the griot of Corazal Kisisoko. For the full program and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
So, before I get into my next music segment, I want to continue to play some Toni Jones. So when I do my rituals, I put her on. This is my whole playlist is Toni Jones. She creates affirmations. She has music, mantras, and meditations. So this is the queen that I listen to when I'm doing my womb steaming rituals and self-reflection. Keep it locked.
Every time.
Ageless knowing of self with this sanctuary. I'm sanctuary. I express and live my life in a state of engaged non-attachment. When I realize I'm sliding back into emotional attachment to a perspective, I breathe deeply and return to a grounded state. I'm a sacred temple. No one who meets me is ever the same. My body is sacred. My mind is sacred. My eyes are sacred. My conversation is sacred. My time and energy is sacred. I'm walking, thinking, feeling, sanctuary. I choose my lover, partner, and friends wisely. I'm a vessel for spiritual enlightenment, not spiritual entertainment. I can only allow occupancy for those that are meant for me. Welcome synchronicity, flexibility with what I desire. I give reverence to the sovereign plan for my life and humble my impulse to know. I am full of the illustration of divinity expressed in living the gift of life. I'm remembering my divine heritage as a cosmic being. I am responsible for being present in this. The genesis of my life and existence flows from creativity. Creativity is God, the nucleus of life. When I declare I am of a divine nature, I am declaring a devotion to being creative. I have so much fun being guided by the grid I am. My life is expressing the divine plan. Most High expose any and all hidden disobedience and strongholds in my life. You are the light of my life. I'm sanctuary. I'm a physical animation of the spirit of creation. Creator. I'm seeing the gospel everywhere, and all things and beings. I'm starstruck. I'm sanctuary. Hey, oh yeah. I know I'm in his world, but I'm
Chill. I'm humble, yeah, I don't shy away from compliments. I receive, I'm worth the fuss. I know this inner work will take me from petty to queen to goddess to priestess. Competing and comparison is a no for me, dawg. My growth is not duplicatable or copy friendly. I am powerful beyond measure. The version of me others created in their mind is not my responsibility. I normalize saying no when others want too much from me. I uproot any soul ties of attachment that has held me hostage to lower paradigms of thought, feeling, expressing, and womaning. Take up space, sis. Got my room with this. I'm a fool for this. Rest is a revolution and a luxury. I'm learning to step out of survival mode. I wake up to my own BS. Awareness put me on. There ain't nobody to put me on. I am the blueprint. I allow others to tell on themselves. Their true nature will be revealed. That's what I gotta know. I love myself and others out loud. I am proud of what and who I love. I do the most for mine. I use my voice, my heart, my thoughts, my truth to speak up about what I want. I don't use coded language. I'm loud with it. It's noticeable that I'm no longer stuck in chapters with women who don't match my vibe. That's on period. My love language are explored by genuine connections. I'm worthy even when I'm bored, even when I rest, even when I am confused, even when I'm still healing. I feel so right and enough, and that feeling won't stop. Sis, my intuition said what she said. I trust her now. I show up fully being the most. I won't over-explain myself. I am who I am. I bring what I bring. I said what I said. This energy, though, I'm so awake to this big energy essence. Nothing will stand in the way of me asking for what I want. This is how my needs are being met. I won't explain why I'm so dressed up. I'm the most always. No matter how it makes others feel or think of me, I'm gonna take up space. Honey, I ain't shrinking a kid. Take a space, sis. I got my room with this. In the boardroom, in the bedroom, in the Zoom, on the IG, in my truth, on the beach, I'ma reach. I hype me up, I gas me up. I hype me up, I gas me up. Take a space, sis. Got my room with this. I'ma trip for this. They cannot resist. The space is on abyss. I'ma trip for this. They cannot resist. Take a space, sis.
I guess you kind of understand why I listen to her the way I do. So right now I want to get into some of the guests that are going to be here for Nuit d'Afrique. So the first artist I have here, I hope I'm saying their name properly, which is VB. And this song is Wele Kwaku. Kwaku. Just.
You and me home. Wele Kwaku again. Ulingo Nangai. Tala. ngambenge oke uti kingana nani tulingana kalo kula bana mike tukula bana mapasa alo baba lembadi seka lembadi yo mote manangai na sala nini na tuna nani chishila kakwa kubo Bwa kubu yokele Chishila kaka kwa kubo Yeah, yeah, yeah
Wele kwa kubo
Wele kwa kubo
You and me
oh.
Wele kwa kubo
Wele kwa kubo
You and me
oh, oh.
Wele kwa kubo
You and me Ni mama duka buni kubanza haka Mikabu mungu bo
oh.
Bakwana kumeni bauna Gandaja kumeni pokuna Shimen kutuk, shimen kutuk, shimen kukumeni Akweni tu
Well,
well, well, well,
well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well,
Yeah.
Yes, yes, y'all. So those are just some of the black female artists that you will see during this year's Festival of Nuit d'Afrique, which is, it started the 12th of July and it is going on until the 24th. So you ain't too late. There are vendors out there. There are going to be free shows. There's also indoor shows about 2 and etc. You will not be disappointed. It's a vibe. It's an energy. It's beauty. It's ethnicity. It's music. It's us. It's our culture. Go and support it. Go and support our own. I am your girl, Miss Ben. You were tuned in to Heal, Black Girl Heal, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I will be here again next Tuesday from 3 to 5. If you missed the show, do not hesitate to check us out online on ckut.ca. You go under the archives, under Montreal Sessions, Tuesday 3 to 5. You're going to see the show. You can download it as soon as 5 o'clock hits. The show will be accessible to download for free. Yep. Quickly, I want to talk about Angie Martinez and her interview on her podcast in real life, so IRL podcast, and her interview with Lauren London. Like, hello. I just need y'all to just check it out. Just go and check it out. You can get it right now on YouTube. The actual show is called We're All Going to Die. Yeah, what a reality that we had to face. You know, we did hit on that with Odessa and talk about, you know, once we get to menopause and we are seniors, I mean, we're elders and stuff, right? So she really goes in depth and talks about the ego, talks about pure love. And understand this, Lauren London did not experience love to its purest until Nipsey had passed. And she was experiencing that pure love with him while she was grieving. And so she dissects that. And it's so interesting to hear and understand. There was also a point, a very, very, very humbling point that she brought up that I had to journal about. And she was talking about the ego and not necessarily the male ego, but the healed or healing ego. So a lot of us, and I say us because I'm including myself in this one here, when we meet somebody that's going through some ish, you know, and we're like, oh, well, you choose not to do it this way and you choose not to face your demons and et cetera. Like, we have forgotten where we came from. We forgot our starting point. And I'm going to talk about me. I forget where I started. And as I was explaining with you with my interview with Odessa, doors were being opened, but I wasn't willing to go through them. And I can't even say that the doors were open. The doors were presenting themselves. And for me, it was just like, okay, I see it there. I see it there. So a lot of times when you meet someone new and you see that they're not really on the same spiritual path that you're on, it's like, oh, well, you know, you're not there. You're not healing. You're not ready to face your demons. It's very, 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 very difficult and very hard work to go through. And so sometimes you do want to love from a distance, and you do want to, You want to protect your peace, because Lord knows, oh my gosh, my ancestors know it took me so long to get where I am right now. And I am not willing to give it up for no one and nothing. Let me tell you. So we have to be mindful of our ego, because not everybody is as strong. Not everyone is ready to face themselves or to clear out the closet. So we need to be very, very, very mindful of that. So check out the interview with Angie Martinez and Lauren London called We're All Gonna Die. It was really good. It was a good one. This is Maestro. Love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. And keep it locked on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You look at me like I'm unfamiliar. Acting brand new like you never knew that you liked them thick. I've been carrying this weight in a world beneath these braids, and I'm confused. Would you take the pain that came with all the parts you wanna claim for you? You want my thighs, you want my stride, but not this melanin. You want my hair, but you don't care for this complexion. I'm a black woman. I'm a black woman. Cornbread fed, sweet tea sipping, Nubian queen with the skin that glistens. I'm a black woman. 16 sitting on a cold floor in the corner after school. Recovering from your cover-up when you told me I wasn't right for you. It wasn't hard to believe, cause when I watched TV, I would never see a leading lady look like me. Familiar package with less pigment, I ain't ignorant, it's just reality. You won't mind.
19 fourth graders and their two teachers. Why didn't Governor Abbott attend any of the 21 funerals? We'll talk to Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez about a new state report that found systemic failures by the nearly 400